This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. As legislators approach the end of the special session, a Senate committee got its first crack at the session's key bill Wednesday night.
This is a compromise.
That's how Representative Lance Harris views his sales tax bill. It would put one-third of the expiring penny in state sales tax back in place, setting the rate at 4.3% for 5 years. Plus, it ends some sales tax exemptions, bringing in half of what's needed to avoid deep cuts to programs.
Anything more than a third of a penny, anything more than this bill does, I will vote against the bill.
But members of the Senate Revenue and Fiscal Affairs Committee, like Senator Jay Luno, didn't see the compromise.
You tell us it's this or nothing. That's not compromise.
Despite Harris's warning that drastic changes to the bill would threaten its ability to pass the House and the success of this special session, the largely Democratic committee made two significant adjustments. They removed a slew of exemptions for businesses and made the sales tax permanent, but they kept the rate the same.
Essentially, Mr. Harris, when we're talking the game of compromise, your penny is still a third of a penny.
Senator J.P. Morrell says with these changes, the bill would raise $640 million, only a couple million short of filling the entire budget gap.
This won't pass the House.
But concerned that Representative Harris won't agree to bring his bill for a vote in the House, the Senate committee took a bill by Democratic Representative Walt Leger and made it match Harris's. Senator Karen Carter Peterson says this gives the legislature another chance at bringing it for a vote.
It is healthy to have two instruments as we finish off this sixth special session and not be held hostage on Monday, June 4th by any individual.
The bill passed committee and is headed to the full Senate. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.